Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop for another live edition of our Straight Talk program presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And we also want to thank Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road in Rock Hill. And I am so glad that I am able to talk to Celeste Bundy today. She is with Education Equals Hope. It's been a long time since I've seen
you. It has been. Way too long. We've got to fix that.
Yes, yeah. And I'm glad we were able to do that today. Of course, you've been in on Palmetto Mornings with Lucas and I.
Absolutely.
But so glad that you're here today. Just first tell everybody a little bit about Celeste.
Sure, yeah. Well, I just want to say thanks so much for having us back on Straight Talk. I think this is maybe my fourth time on.
Great. Glad you're here.
Switching it out with from Manning to Ashley.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see. You know, I was actually just telling someone yesterday, typically when someone asks who you are, you immediately go into your job, right? So that's who is Celeste? Who knows at this point? But I'm from Chester, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I went to Winthrop. We don't need to talk about what year that was.
No, we don't have to do that.
But have been in the Rock Hill area for 30 years at this point, and I have a beautiful daughter. Her name is Maya. She went to Westminster here in Rock Hill, but she graduated in 2014 and has lived in Nashville for the past 6.5 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Wow,
so,
that's
great. Yeah.
Now, tell us about Education Equals Hope. You are the executive director there.
I am.
So I know it's a lot, and we have a lot to cover in the next 30 or so minutes, but what do you do there at Education Equals Hope?
Yeah, so Education Equals Hope, we exist to provide for the needs of students who are living in desperate and difficult situations. Education Equals Hope was co-founded by a young woman named Cameron Graham Vivanco, who's a missionary in Quito, Ecuador, and Chip Smith, who is a Fort Millian. So a local guy who went down to Ecuador in 2006 or 7 and saw what Cameron was doing, and at that point, we were helping about 35 students in Ecuador only, and he kind of challenged her and said, you know, what would it look like if you needed to help 100 kids or if you wanted to help 100 children? Because we know the need is present. It was just having the funding to help. And so they did some math, and Chip came back, registered us as a nonprofit in 2009, and for the 2023-24 school year, we helped 959 students in Ecuador alone.
Wow.
So from 1 to 959.
So what does it look like to help these kids education-wise in, you said, Quito, Ecuador?
Yeah. So in each of the countries that we work in, so since 2009, we've actually grown to work in 7 different countries. That's Costa Rica, Haiti, Ecuador, Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, and Madagascar.
Wow.
So quite a bit of growth, helping over 3,000 students around the world. And it's a very interesting question, Ashley, because just like our students and our kids here in the States, each child has their own individual needs. We work with the same situations around the world. So for an example, we have a student in Ecuador who is wheelchair bound. And so we have a sponsor who gives $175 a month so that student can go to an accessible school. But then we have a program in Uganda where it's a safe home for kids who were formerly homeless. There's 32 kids ranging in ages from 3 to 18, and we provide a homeschool teacher for them. So they go to school in their home, which provides that deeper level of connection and commitment to the teacher that they have right there in front of them. So we meet the student right where they are and help provide that need to their individual focus.
And I think what's so cool about this is I attend a church in Fort Mill, and as I was talking about with you earlier, we have missionaries not only in parts of Africa, but also Quito, Ecuador.
Yeah.
So I've heard a lot about your organization and what they do, and know a lot of what goes on in these countries where children and education is concerned.
Sure.
And it's not only the education piece, but when you get in there and you see the difficulties that not only they are facing, but their families are facing,
absolutely,
it then becomes a whole another ball game. So
yeah,
not only are you trying to educate them, but you're dealing with health needs.
Yes.
And water needs.
Yes.
And so that's really what we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
I do know that tomorrow is World Water Day.
World Water Day, so March 22nd.
So let's start with that first.
Sure.
Maybe give us some statistics, and then we'll go into the water needs where you guys are located.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so, yes, Ashley, tomorrow's World Water Day. Probably most people have not heard that that actually exists, but there is a water crisis happening. You know, hopefully, you've heard of the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, you know, but globally, it is estimated that 2.2 billion people rely on unsafe water supplies. So, and then you would probably ask, well, what in the world does that have to do with education? But we as an organization want to remove the barriers to education. So if a student is hungry, we want to provide them food. If a student is sick, we want to provide them with the medication or, you know, the ability to go see a doctor. So at the end of 2021, we were meeting with Ben Tanguli, who's been on Street Talk and Palmetto Mornings.
Yes.
And he mentioned that two students had actually died from diarrhea, which is just something that's very hard for us as a North American to imagine, you know.
Yeah, when you said that, it kind of hits me hard. You know, you're a mom.
Yeah.
I'm a mom. And we live in a country where, yes, and you know, this is something that gets a little icky to talk about, but we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that we have to raise awareness for. And as a mom, of course, that has happened at my house before, but I've never looked at my child who was struggling with that, worried that they were going to pass away. Like,
sure.
That's never. And so it just hurts my heart that there's moms across the world that when this happens, they are then now fearing for their child's life. That's just something that we don't know over here.
Yeah. I mean, you or your child start having an upset tummy, you Instacart Pedialyte, right? Or maybe you actually have to get in your car and go to the grocery store or the doctor and get some type of medication. And that's just not reality because there's a financial barrier there. So so when Ben mentioned to us that there were two children who had died from drinking dirty water, Chip's background is actually in water filtration. And he was like, you know, if you want us to, we can help fix. Fix is not the right word, but we can help address this issue for you. And obviously,
you were like, okay.
Yeah. Obviously, no one's going to be like, no, thanks. I don't want, you know,
maybe
dying
later.
Children is completely okay. So we found a resource that is, we call it the Hope to Others or the H2O filter. You get that.
Love
every
that.
Everything we do has the word hope in it. So education equals hope, hope to others. We have a school program called One School, One Hope, where we connect North American schools with our programs around the world. But so we source the Hope to Others filter, which is about the size of your hand, maybe a little smaller actually, and it can filter up to 250 gallons a day.
A day. And
a
that
day.
Filter is good for how long? Is it just that 250 gallons or how long does the filter last?
It can actually last up to 10 years if it's taken care of properly. So we actually have launched our Hope to Others initiative. And we launched in Kenya and then our program in Madagascar. You know, we were in a conversation and they were actually sharing that a lot of their communities were struggling with a typhoid outbreak. And we're like, we have a solution if you're open to learning about it. So it's kind of, again, going back to meeting that need. A partner shares the need. We want to do everything possible to meet the need. And so we launched into Madagascar. And then now we also have a program, a water program in Ecuador on the coast in Esmeraldas. But so So the filter can last up to 10 years, but what we have to realize is that the quality of water is not what we experience when we go to the kitchen and turn on the faucet. This is extremely dirty water.
And you showed me a video mm-hmm. earlier. Of course, you know, you can't see that listening to the radio, but you had a bucket.
But imagine it.
Yes, a bucket. And really, it looks like a bucket of mud.
Yeah, yeah.
At looking at it.
Sure.
So kind of explain as best you can without them seeing it, what the filter looks like and how that is worked to literally filter that water out.
Sure. Yeah. And if you'd like, you can actually go on our website, hope2othersfilter.org, or look on our social media, our Facebook and Instagram pages, where you can actually see recipients of the filter processing water. Ashley, as you mentioned, you know, the water that most people gather, you know, we were talking earlier about the one of the parts of the worldwide crisis is that women and girls spend about 250 million hours a day walking for water, which means that those girls are not able to go to school because they're taking care of their family. We haven't figured out a way to eliminate the walk yet, but we are able to say, you go get dirty water, and then we have a solution for you that will make it clean and take out all of that bacteria that's making you sick. People actually call it miracle water, so that's pretty fun. A filter actually costs about $50, US dollars, and that is for us to purchase the filter, ship it to the country of choice. We actually provide each family with a bucket where they gather their clean water. So if you've ever watched a movie or seen a video about a lot of times it's an African woman and she's walking with a jug on top of her head, a jerry can, and they're typically yellow. And so she's walking to get water. So what they do is they take that jug and they attach the filter to it.
Okay.
Everything that comes in the filter, it actually includes a drill, like a little handheld drill where they put a connecting device that has an initial filter, and then there's tubing that goes on the outside of the bucket, and this is gravity fed, so there's no electricity needed, like no solar power. It is specifically, you just set it up in your home where it's tall enough to where gravity works, and you can either store the water in the bucket that we've provided for you, or you can get it out a cup at a time. One of my favorite stories, I was at a home in Kenya two summers ago now, and you know, we're drinking the water and eating a meal with this beautiful family, and and I see where they've stored their water, and it's a lot of water. It's like more than a 5-gallon bucket. And, you know, a little cat just starts walking by on the counter, and all of a sudden the cat falls into the clean water.
Oh, so, no.
We're like, oh, no, this is no longer clean water. So obviously that had to be dumped out. Mm-hmm. But it's about educating, right? So we had to then have a conversation. It's very important to keep your clean water covered, you know, because of things like this. You wouldn't want some little pest, like, sneaking into your clean water. So just funny little stories that we get to share because of just the process of learning.
Now, you did say that the filter costs about $50.
Yes.
And how many families in all of the sites have the filter versus how many still need the filter?
Okay.
I guess that varies.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, it does.
That's kind of a tough question.
Yeah, I'll speak specifically to Kenya, so because that's where we launched the program. So what we want to do is be able to see the impact, right? So we in Kenya, we work in two communities. One is called St. Michael's. It's a very rural community. You know, it's just kind of way out of the city. You feel like you go back to maybe the early 1900s when you visit some of these homes. And that community has 1,800 homes.
Oh, wow.
And as of today, we have 1,500 filters in
wow.
the community. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So for St. Michael's, for that community in Katali, Kenya, we only have 300 more filters to go.
Okay.
So that's super exciting. And all of those kiddos go to, well, not all the kiddos go to our school, but a lot of the kids in that community go to the school that support, which is how it ties into education, right? So because we want them drinking clean water at school and at home, because if you're just drinking clean water at school, it doesn't, it's not going to make a big change, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, and but the other village that we work in Katali is actually the city slum, and it's called the Kipsungo slum, and there are 18,000 homes in the slum. And when I say the word home, I need you to reimagine
what we are accustomed to here in America.
Yeah, right. Think a pile of trash that someone considers a home, or a lean-to, or a mud structure that. That looks more like an adobe home,
or they have tarps.
Yeah, like tarps. Things.
Tents,
not a home.
Tent-like.
Yeah.
Not what we consider.
Not what we would consider a home. Not a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Mm-hmm. You know, on 1 acre of land. So we have, 500 or so filters within the slum. So it's a great need. I mean, we and once we fully provide filters for those two communities, we have 6 other communities that we work in that we want to go in and make this change possible. But we have to do it as funding is provided, because we want it to be a streamlined process and not just, a family over here in McConnell's gets 5 filters and then a family in York gets 7. And
have to go in and educate. And
exactly.
You have to talk. Is there a language barrier? What does that look like?
Yeah.
How does the education happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have actually hired a Kenyan. His name is Shem Mate, and he is a dear friend now, because we talk a lot about water, but he is a local to the Katali area. He is a paid individual that we pay him on a monthly basis, and he is the one that's doing the training. So we've done distributions with up to 100 people, but what we found is those smaller 12 to 15 people or families represented just a smaller, like, classroom environment. So they come, they learn all about the filter. He walks them through how to assemble it, how to take care of it. And then it's kind of like a train the trainer. So then they will teach each other, make sure they're doing it correctly. And then he visits them about 2 weeks later to make sure that the filter just isn't up on a and on a shelf somewhere.
And covered.
Right, yes. Or they haven't sold it. Okay. All of the things. There's a lot of checklist things to go through. But and people actually have started calling him doctor because they see the benefits from a health perspective. So he walks into these communities just with so much love and respect from the members of the community. And so there isn't a language barrier for Shem. He speaks Swahili or whatever the local dialect is in the village that he's in. And then he actually goes back a month later to follow up on school attendance, what benefits the family is seeing. So, and we receive all of that data so that we can share it with our donors and our community of hope, so you really know the difference that you're making in the lives of our friends around the world.
And I would assume that also the death toll has gone down as well.
Yeah, we don't have specific numbers, but we can tell you that our school attendance has drastically risen. We'll get a story of hope from a mom who says, I used to spend so much money on taking my children to get the medication. I now can put that towards their education. So instead of relying on education equals hope to provide school supplies or a uniform, they're now able to do that on their own. So it's just restoring dignity to these families. And that's really what we want, is we want them to be self-sustaining and self-supporting, right? And
right.
We're their safety net. Like, we're just like our families are for us, right?
Right.
Hopefully.
It's hope.
Yeah.
Well, that's the hope. That's another piece part of the hope itself. So it's great. Well, with that's a great place to take a mid-program break. So we will do that. And then when we come back, we'll talk about what we can do here to help. We also want to remind everyone that, again, you are listening to Straight Talk live right here from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our sponsor today, Anderson Greggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Again, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. www.cityofcaroline.com. It's such a beautiful day outside. We want everybody who's out to come in for a little bit of lunch today right here at Substation 2. What we do is subs and salads. And how we do it is right here in these white words. Here we go.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at MySubstationII.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, talking to the Executive Director of Education Equals Hope, Celeste Bundy. So again, we're so glad that you're here. And what they do is across
the world,
yes, is getting, helping with education, but also getting water filters to these areas that don't have clean drinking water.
That's right.
Is great time to talk about this, because tomorrow is World Water Day.
World Water Day is tomorrow.
Yes,
already.
That's right. And I want to talk through some shocking truths that how we utilize water here in America that could possibly not only help here, but there as well.
Absolutely.
Just to put it in perspective for us.
Sure. Yeah. So again, you know, when we go, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you want a glass of water. Mm-hmm. You're not going to think twice about going to the sink, filling up a glass of water. However, some of the things that we do, that we have to do, but there are small little ways, little micro ways that you can help. So I don't know if you realize this, but even if you're, while you're brushing your teeth, if you leave the tap running for 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, that wastes 12 gallons of water.
Mm.
Yeah, so
I'm guilty of all of these.
I just want to say that. So, so 12 gallons of water would actually provide enough drinking water for 3 people for an entire day.
Wow.
So what we do in 2 minutes while brushing our teeth could impact 3 other people.
Mm.
Now, obviously, I've heard people talk about, their parents saying, well, you have to eat your meal because there's starving kids in Africa. Obviously, we're not going to take that 3 gallons and send it over, but it's taking care of the planet, right? So, and that's one of the major focuses of World Water Day. What can we do here in the States and in the West that will globally impact so many other people? So, and it's just little small changes like turning off the tap. Another one is a 10-minute shower. Which for me, that sounds really fast.
Yeah, I know.
It's my favorite time to get away, right? So, but a 10-minute shower will, it, we just sent an email. I love the way that our marketing coordinator wrote it. She said, that's 25 gallons of water down the drain.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, you know? Literally.
Literally.
And so. I know that it's not, you know, you're not saying all this to make people feel guilty.
No.
But it's to put things in perspective, okay. Which I was just saying that education equals hope. You're not only doing the educating there, mm-hmm. but it's part of it is the awareness. You're raising awareness, and it's education here because you know, like I said, I'm guilty of, mm-hmm. of both of those things we just talked about. But now I'm going to mm-hmm. be more cognizant of it mm-hmm. when I'm going to be like, okay, let me cut that off
yeah.
while I brush. And then I can cut it back on.
Absolutely.
Or maybe try to, you know, speed up that shower a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and the biggest thing to realize, Ashley, is that small changes make the biggest difference. They really do create a ripple effect. So, like, you know, it's. Every drop counts, you know, every action matters. So if that, you know, one of the things that I do all the time is I'm constantly out and about buying a water bottle. So now I'm also increasing plastic usage, but guess what? There's free water in my sink that I can filter, right? So like just, you know, we have I don't want to call it a promotion, but just the idea of following us on social media
yeah.
right now, something that's a really easy action for your listeners to take. If you follow us on social media from now until the end of the month, for every new follower we have, because right now we have like four.
Go follow them. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yes. Pull out your phones, everyone. We're going to donate $5 towards a filter. So you don't even have to make a financial contribution. We'd love for everyone to purchase a filter in honor of World Water Day tomorrow. But so trying to grow that social media following.
So that's 10 followers. We'll buy 10 new followers.
We'll buy one filter. I think we could probably
we
at
could
least get five filters,
yeah,
maybe.
I think we could do that. Yeah,
awesome.
We'll challenge
it's a
them.
Yes. And then I'll come back and tell Ashley next Friday how we're doing.
Yes.
Or you could tag three friends and share our campaigns. And we actually have a branded Hope to Others water bottle that you can put water in. Mm-hmm. And then tell your friends about this world water crisis that we're trying to address.
Because they're going
to
say, what's that about? What
yeah.
does that mean? That's
what
great.
Is Hope to Others?
And I know that you also have a big 15th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Coming up. What are you doing to celebrate that?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, you know, 2009, we were registered as a nonprofit by Chip Smith. And so April the 3rd, we are celebrating our 15th year of existence. We're having a barbecue celebration out at Bob Reed Field Trail Barn at the Inn Springs Close Greenway. You can visit our website at educationequalshope.org. There's a little button that says 15th anniversary. We would love for you guys to come out and celebrate with us. It's $100 a person, but just keep in mind that that $100 actually goes back to our programs. All of our costs have been covered by some dear sponsors. So you're really making an investment estimate and hope for a student around the world.
And if people do want to help donate to purchase filters or say, hey, I want to purchase three filters, what do
Absolutely.
They need to do to get that to you?
Absolutely. I love that question. again, you can go to our website, hope2othersfilter.org or educationequalshope.org. There will be a drop down that gives you an option to sponsor a filter. And again, you know, this $50 investment will last for up to 10 years. So that's $5 a year. And I know I waste $5 on so much every
Absolutely.
Single day.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can also join your email list, and you also have a podcast.
Yes, we have a podcast called HopeCast. It was launched, this is our fifth season, and we've kind of rebranded it a little bit this year to make it a more global focus. So you can check us out on any of your podcast listening places. I don't listen to podcasts.
That's okay. All right, and that's a great way to end the program. Thank you so much for being here, Celeste. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And one more time, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2. We have fresh subs and salads. 3, 2, 1. It's in the white letters. 3, 2, 1. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.